Setting the bar time, Kelly. This is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we've talked on the show about animals ruining things of yours before.
Sure.
And this would yet be another example. Her name is Laura. If you can manage to make it through the day without buying a car that squirrels find absolutely irresistible, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Laura is at her, quote, wit's end, because apparently she's on car number two that squirrels have absolutely destroyed.
Oh, bless your heart.
And for those of you who are wondering, it's a Chevy Traverse.
Oh, yeah.
Which we have.
Yeah, and my sister drove that, loved it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our radio station truck is a Chevy Traverse, so squirrels, you better not get any ideas.
Oopsies.
Here's Laura.
The electrical was off, so we got into the driveway safely, opened it, and sure enough, the squirrels had been in. It was ongoing with that car.
Yeah, so literally she says the squirrels would go in there and they'd build nests in the engine of the car.
No, that's not good.
They would chew cables.
Ooh.
They would chew through, like, hose lines and wires.
Until it got to the point where the mechanic said, get rid of it. They make a disastrous mess. They chew the wires. They put in leaves, branches, you name it.
Yeah. So they're literally moving in. And so she got rid of the one Chevy Traverse, bought a new one. They did it again.
They're like, oh, thank you very much for giving us a new model. This one is less chewed up, and we are going to continue doing what we were doing before.
We love this. We love the smell and the scent, and we just think this car is amazing. Oh,
thank you so much for giving us a new home again. Oh, wow.
The squirrels are like, oh. Well, where'd our other home go? All right. Oh, well, I guess we're just going to use this one now.
Move into this one, too.
I guess we're just going to do it for this one now.
Wow.
Yeah. So she legit had, this is her second car, and the pictures are hysterical. There are nuts. There are leaves. There are sticks. If you open the hood, it's all there.
Yeah.
And even on her dash cam, like not a dash cam, like her doorbell camera.
Yeah.
You can see squirrels run across the snow, because it's Canada, run across the snow and get up under her car.
Oh, wow. I mean, that is, well, how do you fix that other than moving to where there aren't as many squirrels?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it looks like she might have a garage, so maybe clean out the garage and park the car in the garage. But yeah, if you're not in a position where you can either garage your car or move houses, what do you do?
Oh, wow.
Like, how do you tell the squirrels, stop eating my car?
Yeah, this is not your house. Please stop making a nest. Oh, yeah, that is a lot of damage.
I'm telling you, right? I know,
standing
it's hysterical.
Next to it, the look on her face.
She's mad.
She's just at her wits. It's literally like, I'm at my wits' end.
That's what she says. I'm at my wits' end.
You can read it on her face.
I remember my Geo Metro that I had. Mice moved into the glove compartment.
And they never moved out.
And I discovered that because
when I donated the car,
yeah, I opened the glove box to like get the important stuff out of it. And I was like, oh.
R.I.P.
There's a nest of mice here that used to be.
They found a way in, but couldn't get back out.
They couldn't get back out, yeah. So again, set to the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without buying a car that squirrels just love and find irresistible, then you're doing okay.
I mean, yeah, you can't really, like, set a little sign out that says, hey, you can't live here.
Hey, squirrels, stop.
Yeah, because they can't read signs.
They can't read. And even if they could, they probably wouldn't even care.
They'd ignore it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What's the most expensive thing your pet has destroyed or an animal has destroyed? Maybe squirrels or raccoons or something like that got into something of yours too. 502-795-1997. Already, Tanya may win Tanya may win.
She's going to win over the cars?
She may win. All right.
Oh,
her story coming up and more of yours. On the way on 99.7 EJX. That's your State of the Bar story.